At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI appealed today for the millions affected by record flooding in South Asia. Weeks of relentless rainfall caused massive floods all across India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, displacing tens of millions of people. As the floodwaters recede, those affected are ever more threatened with exposure, epidemic, and mass starvation.
Gravi inondazioni hanno devastato vari paesi del sud-est asiatico.
In remarks to the pilgrim faithful gathered in the courtyard of the Apostolic Summer Residence at Castel Gandolfo, the Holy Father called on the international community to give immediate and generous support to those suffering the effects of the flooding, who he said are our brothers and sisters. The Holy Father said he shares in the suffering of all those who have been touched by the situation and called on ecclesial communities everywhere to pray for the victims and make concrete gestures of solidarity with those who are, he said, indeed hard-pressed. Speaking before the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict called on the faithful to be mindful of the future, ever vigilant and attentive to the last things, death, judgment, eternity, hell and heaven. Remembering this week's solemn feast of the Assumption, Pope Benedict said, Mary, the Holy Virgin, went before us to heaven in joy.
La Vergine Maria che dal cielo veglia su di noi.
Pope Benedict prayed that the Virgin Mary, who watches over us from heaven, might help us not to forget that we are but for a season here on earth, and asked that she teach us to prepare ourselves to meet with Jesus, who sits at the right hand of God the Almighty Father. From there, he shall come to judge the living and the dead. After the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict greeted the faithful in many languages, including English.
Jesus exhorts his disciples to be watchful, ever ready to greet him when he comes. During these quiet days of summer, may we welcome the Lord ever more fully into our hearts and allow his grace to transform our lives. Upon you and your families, I cordially invoke God's blessing of joy and peace.